And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is However the Spirit Moves You. Each of my guests is telling us about how the Spirit moves them and how it can move us, too. My next guest is the National Advocate for the American Demographic in Fashion and Lifestyle. We're going to discuss the baby boomer women and how she spends her money and her time in the post-recession era. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Catherine Mullen is a writer, a researcher, a media network owner. She has published an online fashion magazine for over 8 years. She has been a fashion model for over 20 years. Catherine knows women aged 50 and up are not the same women that our moms were in the day. She's going to enlighten us about what baby boomer women want now and at the height of their earning and spending capabilities, how they spend their money. Welcome to the show, Catherine. How are you today?
Very fine, Billy. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on the show. And let's dive right into it, because stereotypes are getting blown up all over the world. I mean, despite all of the prior stereotypes, American women 50 years and older are the healthiest, wealthiest, and most active generation of women in history. And that's according to Demographics Magazine. So in what ways is that fact surprising to American marketers who are trying to market to women?
Well, I feel like that the reason that we are so completely underrepresented or inaccurately represented in advertising is because of less than 3% of national brand ad agencies' creative directors are women. And out of that 3% of national brand creative directors that are women, less than 5% of them are baby boomers. It seems like if you just go by the advertising on television, marketers see us as frumpy, overweight, oftentimes with red hair, sort of as an outcast by the marketing community and only marginally represented. I think that when marketers understand that as boomer women we embody the goddess archetype, that advertising mistakenly envisions the maiden archetype and brands her as a goddess, when in fact the goddess archetype is mature, full, rich, we're lavish, we're sensual and ample. We're not young, skinny, weak, and dependent as the images that you see in advertising. I believe that when marketers understand more about who we are, that you'll see advertising change because they'll start having piles of money in their bank account.
All right. Well, let me just stop you right there, Catherine, because there are some staggering statistics about this. First of all, women account for a staggering 85% of all consumer purchases.
And I would say that's a low-end estimate.
Quite possibly could be. Women aged 50 and older control $19 trillion in net worth and own more than three-quarters of the nation's financial wealth. Women are instrumental in all kinds of purchases, some that you would think of as kind of being naturally more women-oriented, some not. 91% of all new homes are influenced or made by the woman. 92% of all food purchases are made by the woman. 80% of all health care purchases made by the woman. 93% of all OTC, over-the-counter medicines. Those are all things that you might associate with a woman because they would stereotypically be what a woman purchases. But get this, 66% of all PC purchases made by women, 65% of all new car purchases made by women, and 89% of all bank accounts are opened by women. In fact, there's a statistics, growing body of evidence that show that women aged 50 years and older spend 2.5 times as much as the average consumer. So I guess my question to you is this, Catherine, with these overwhelming statistics about who controls the purse strings and who's spending the money, why is it that advertisers and ad agencies don't get this and don't cater to the market? And what can they do to better embrace the target audience of the baby boomer woman?
Well, Bill, I personally believe that a strong, healthy, educated woman that is confident in her body image and independent and sexually active is a scary thing for most men. I believe that it means that the control of her body and her wealth is hers and hers alone. I think that marketers for many years have sort of looked at people's pocketbooks, specifically women's pocketbooks, as sort of their own pocketbooks, because what they're pitching is probably good products. Overall, I say good products, but they're pitching it to the wrong person. They seem to think that women that are baby boomers, who are curvier and more mature than younger women, want to see younger, thin women representing them in their advertising. Lane Bryant had a deal with this where they were using Missy-sized women in full-figure advertising for a brand that was specific to full figures. And the error in this is that when women that are average size see images of very thin or ultra-thin women in magazines or in advertising, it causes adverse physical reactions, like the blood pressure to go up, anxiety levels to soar through the roof. And we are not motivated by what can be. We are motivated by what we are. If an advertiser were to take an attractive, healthy, strong, curvy, vibrant baby boomer woman and put her in an advertisement, I think that they would turn around their profitability greatly and see that they're selling a lot more of their product because they're relating to the brand. They're relating their brand to the baby boomer.
Let me challenge you on that, if I can, Catherine, because you've got shows that are starting to come on the air that represent the more voluptuous, the more curvy woman, and one that I'm thinking of right now is Molly and Mike.
Yeah, Mike and Molly.
And Molly. Sorry, thank you for the correction there. But the reality is that is very low ratings on television, maybe because television has very low ratings. But why is it that people aren't flocking to a show like Mike and Molly if that is the archetype of what the modern middle-aged woman is?
Well, let me say that the woman that represents Molly is not what you is not the same baby boomer archetype. She might be the same age, but her size, now granted on television everybody looks heavier, but her size would indicate more of a super size as opposed to a full figure. And another time we can talk, and I'll talk about the sizes in fashion, versus full figure versus super size and that sort of thing. But she does not represent the average American woman. The average American woman has an adequate hip to waist ratio that makes her look more like an hourglass as opposed to a circle. And I think that their ratings are low because they're not hitting the mark with their casting. If you put a woman in that looks like, Nigella Lawson, she's a full figure, and she's very sexy and very sensual, and she's on a cooking show. I think that their low ratings are due to them missing the mark, not only with women, but with men, because the man that plays Mike does not represent what baby boomer men look like overall as well.
All right, so I guess we can agree that the show sucks, and we'll move on from there. All right, so let me ask you this, Catherine, if I can, please, because we're having a seismic shift right now in the world's wealth population, and very few people think about it. It's a very little considered fact. But over the next 10 years, women will be the beneficiaries of the largest transfer of wealth in this country's history. Some estimates put it between $12 and $40 trillion is going to transfer. Now, what that means is maybe many baby boomer women are going to experience the double inheritance windfall. The double inheritance means that they get an inheritance from their parents and from their husband who passes away. So who's going to benefit from this double inheritance windfall effect? Of course, besides the women who get the money, how is that going to play out in our society in terms of the consumption patterns and everything else when this between $12 and $40 trillion passes hands into the hands of baby boomer women?
Well, and as you say, not only $19 trillion in buying power, we hold 3/4 of the nation's wealth.
That's right.
Baby boomer women have 78% of all the financial assets in the U.S. In 2 years, the number of boomer women investors grew from to outnumber men 68% to 36%, and 43% of all Americans with more than $500,000 in assets are women. I think that the transference of this windfall of wealth will, if marketers recognize the tremendous amount of money that's left on the table, that you will see a more accurate portrayal of baby boomer women. You see, we don't we don't see ourselves the same way our mothers saw themselves at our age, or the way our daughters see themselves currently. We don't want to be 20 again. Yet we're not really ready to be elderly either. In fact, maintaining good health and a beautiful face and body is important to us as we pass from goddess to crone. So, you know, we have to consider what age appropriate means in this new, you know, in this new millennium, as it were. There is no model for women that says, this is, look at this person and this is how we feel about ourselves. We're blazing a trail for women 45 to 50 that we look sexy, we look sensual, ageless, not youthful, classic and elegant. And when this shift, well, as this shift, I should say, occurs in this transference of money, that when marketers take the opportunity to know their client, they will find that their profitability goes up, their brand recognition goes up, and all kinds of you know, additional good feeling events will become become daily occurrences with regard to their brand. I think that many marketers have not taken the time to update their brand and to update their the way that they relate to women. Divorce rates for people 50 and over have doubled between 1990 and 2008. And most evidence on these gray divorces show that women are the ones initiating these divorces. So what does a marriage divorce have to do with products and marketing? It has to do a great deal, because if a woman is going to divorce her husband after decades of loyal service, if you will, what makes marketers think that we won't do the same with their brand, because they too don't understand who we are, where we come from, and what our mission is.
All right, well, Catherine, but most marketers and most big business is not stupid. Maybe slow, but not stupid. They're going to realize that the money is there. And you say that part of the reason is there are no role models for people to glom onto. But I'm going to throw some names at you and ask you for some input in terms of whether these women are or would be good role models. And one is the late Jessica Tandy. I mean, she aged beautifully and certainly was a role model for women as they grew older.
Oh, I think she's beautiful, just an incredible woman. And a perfect example of the gracious and elegant crone. Jessica Tandy is just an incredible, incredible actress.
Without a doubt. Now, why is she not a role model for people as they make that transition into older age?
That's a good question. You know, why is Betty White the role model of choice for the, you know, far end of baby boomer women? Well, I think Betty White is a good example of a woman that has adapted throughout the years and kept her humor and kept her relevance. But in fashion, she's not an icon. In beauty, she's not an icon. In consumer circles, she's an icon because we grew up with her as baby boomers. But the question remains, well, why not Jessica Tandy? That's a good question.
All right. Great. My guest is Catherine Mullen. Catherine, let me throw another name at you. Kirstie Alley.
I love Kirstie Alley. And I love Kirstie Alley because she is so much like us. I think she's an excellent role model because so many of us are beautiful women that have had struggles with our weight. As we get a little older, we grow to love ourselves and not have this, you know, internal loathing about who we are as far as what our bodies look like. But I think Kirstie Alley is an excellent role model because she's funny, she's real, she's unpretentious, she's beautiful, no matter what size she is. And I think that if advertising and marketing took better advantage of her, that they would do very well because she's so relatable.
Without a doubt. My guest is Catherine Mullen. Catherine, I'm going to make you queen for a day. Now, you're going to have to be a benevolent queen, but if I make you queen for a day, you get to appoint a spokesperson to really represent the baby boom generation and be that role model for the baby boom generation. So looking across the whole field of famous people that we all might recognize, who would you pick to be that role model for the baby boomer woman?
Oh, heavens, Billy, that's a tough one. There's so many, because there's so many women that are wonderful examples of a baby boomer woman. Obviously, Oprah is a perfect example of that. Suze Orman is a great example of that. I think that to reach this demographic, it's not about star power. It's not about a name. Actually, I think, with the exception of possibly Kirstie Alley, that I think that marketers would do well to find a cross-section of women we don't know. That we can relate to without saying, oh, yeah, she's beautiful, but she's a multimillionaire.
Now, why do you say it's not star power, Catherine? Because that star power is what we all love. Now, I say that because I live here in Hollywood or close to Hollywood, and we're all starstruck. But why not star power? I mean, that's where the power is.
Well, that's where name recognition is. And if you can't remember the name of the brand, you can say, oh, well, what was the name of that weight loss company, if you can't remember Jenny Craig? Oh, well, it was the weight loss company that used Kirstie Alley. That's why I think they use star power. But women in my demographic, we're not starstruck. We're not celebrity conscious. You know, we're not the ones that necessarily read the Paris Hilton, the blogs that the guy's name just escaped me. We're not all celebrity starstruck. So celebrity power does not move us. Visuals move us. Recognition that we are represented in that advertising moves us. Advertising that shows us as powerful, sensual, accomplished, educated, intelligent women that love our bodies just the way we are. And I don't think you can say that with a star. You know, and again, to use Kirstie Alley as an example, you know, she's in Hollywood, so I don't think it's her own self-loathing, but I do think that the standard by which Hollywood judges women with their ageism and with their, you know, bias against people with curves, I don't think is what sells to baby boomer women. I'm confident it's not what sells to baby boomer women. But if you put a woman up there that you don't know her entire whole history, but you see that her hair looks wonderful and is a very beautiful, trendy fashion, or maybe long and sensual, that her underpinnings obviously are very good foundations, that her exterior clothing or clothing and trends and styles and fabrics that a baby boomer could relate to, that ad will knock the socks off of any other ad that's on television or in media, print media today.
My guest is Catherine Mullen. So, Catherine, you're still queen for a day. One final thing. What message would you have for marketers and advertisers to help them to better understand this market, the baby boomer woman?
Well, in a nutshell, you know, we're the largest consumer of convenience and luxury goods in the entire country. That doesn't motivate you. I don't know what will. We spend 2.5 times the amount of money that any other demographic in the country spends. We don't buy things. We spend our money on things that create memories and benefit others. We're happy with our bodies. I cannot drive that point home enough, that we are happy with our bodies. We have more sex. We own our homes, and we just love luxury goods. I think that when marketers like, well, say, for instance, Marie Gray of St. John's, they use fibers and fabrics that are made from sources like rayon that comes from trees, and combination of fabrics like silk and cotton blends. We love our bath products, Laura Mercier and Fresh Brands, in that they utilize green elements in their formulas. When marketers realize, like I say, when they do their homework and they're happy, I am happy to talk to them if they want to write to me at goddessmedianetwork@gmail.com. I will go through chapter and verse about how we see ourselves.
All right, and we'll have to have them take you up on that offer. My guest has been Catherine Mullen. Catherine, if people are interested, they do want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, we're uploading a new site here soon, which will be Goddess Media Network, goddessmedia.net. But in the meantime, while we're rebranding the site, you can reach me at goddessmedianetwork@gmail.com.
That is great. My guest has been Catherine Mullen. Catherine, thank you so much for being our special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks. Have a great day.